And finally, every Advent season, Christian leaders and organizations around the world send Christmas greetings to Vatican Radio listeners. This year, our contributors are highlighting not just the importance of this holiday season, but also how lasting peace and goodwill can be fostered in today's world. Today's message comes from the Archbishop of Sydney, Australia, Cardinal George Pell.
During the last couple of years, God has been attacked angrily here and there in the English-speaking world, and believers have been accused of causing most of the wars and crimes in history. This is an exaggeration. As the moral monsters of the 20th century, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot, were atheists, all of them, and Hitler bitterly hated Jews and Christians. But all believers have to acknowledge the downside of their long story, while asking that their positive contributions are also recorded. While there's only one God above and beyond history and the universe, the great monotheist traditions do have different understandings of God. And the start of the Christian answer to the objections of yesterday and today is the story of Christmas. It's difficult to be angry with a newborn baby. Christians believe that the Almighty God has visited us, not just through prophets, saints, and humanitarian heroes, but through sending his Son to be born of a virgin in Bethlehem, to live, teach, cure, and found a community we call the Church, before dying in Jerusalem. Babies are vulnerable, more helpless initially than any of the animals, and so too was the Son of God. But every birth inspires hope, even when it's only hope against hope. Christmas is above all else a feast of hope. The hope that we're not bound by blind cosmic forces, that evolution isn't a meaningless fluke. An old Roman epitaph found on an ancient tomb laments how quickly we fall back from nothing to nothing. The Christ child's message of love liberates us from this emptiness, because he's not simply another piece of information, but embodies a message which inspires action and service, creates communities who march confidently through time into the future. We are free to embrace that truth or reject it. As Pope Benedict wrote recently, anyone who doesn't know God is ultimately without hope, without the great hope that sustains the whole of life. Later next year, in July, all Sydney and Australia will celebrate another expression of this Christian hope in World Youth Day, welcoming tens of thousands of young adults from around the world. Much more than Mary and Joseph journeying to Bethlehem, many will have travelled thousands of kilometres. As we celebrate again the birth of the helpless, newly born Christ child, we should remember the sick and the sad, the lonely and the angry, and reach out to help them. Christians in particular should be agents of hope. May we all have peace in our hearts at this Christmas. May the celebration strengthen our faith, and above all, may we experience an increase of hope, a surge of confidence in life's ultimate goodness. A happy Christmas to everyone.